The one thing that with all of the movement and, you know, after the Paul George move, I feel like Russell Westbrook and his representation, as soon as everything happened, they should have been right on the phone trying to get moved to the Heat. I think he is the other person who fits the fabric of what the – nobody plays harder than Russell Westbrook. Like, those are the things and the principles that the Heat are built on playing hard, working hard, and those two guys represent that completely. So I feel like they could team up if he could somehow work that out. I know Dragic has a big deal, so if they could somehow swing that and pull that rabbit out the hat and get Russ and Jimmy together, that would be unbelievable.
I would laser focus on the Miami Heat and the Houston Rockets. The Miami Heat are in position to potentially make another swing here. They have a bunch of guys on their roster who are tradable. They have some bad contracts, and their big problem is they can only trade one more first-round pick, which is in 2025.
That's Quentin Richardson and Brian Windhorst from ESPN talking about the possibility of Russell Westbrook on the move from Oklahoma City, with Miami being mentioned in the trade rumors. It would cost a lot. It would take a lot, but they are, I guess, looking into it. We'll see what happens with that. I'm for it. I know a lot of people are against it. I like the shiny object in the corner that gets me better. I feel like Russell Westbrook could be that guy. I know his game is different than a lot of other guys. Got to have the ball in his hands a lot. And had a lot of people in here saying he's a ball hog, texting in, he's a ball. You know what? Guy averaged a triple-double for the last two seasons. He passes the ball. But he has to have the ball in his hand. You know, that's his game. And that's fine. I'm okay with that as a Heat fan, bringing in a guy like Russell Westbrook, if it is. As long as it's not giving up, I guess, every one of your young assets. You got to have to keep one. You can't give Hero up. You can't give Bam up. You can't give Justice up and Goran Dragic. You can't do that. But if you keep one of those guys and you get, you know, Goran's in it no matter what, I think, because of that $20 million or $19 million option he picked up for next season. So he's in it no matter what, just for money-wise. And then more than likely, Justice Winslow and his $13 million, and then one other guy would probably match up money-wise. Yes, Russell Westbrook is 30 years old. Yes, he is due a lot of money over the next 4 years. $38.5 million next year, $41.4 million the year after that, then $44.2, then $47.1. If you want to sign a major player in the NBA right now, you are giving up that much money. Jimmy Butler is going to make a lot of money over the next 4 years as well, and he's an upwards of 30 years old. So I just want the Heat to be relevant. And I don't want the Heat to be an 8 seed. I don't want the Heat to be fighting for that 8 seed or that 9 seed, whatever it may be. We'll talk to Grant Long, Detroit Pistons studio analyst and a former Miami Heater himself, 920. We'll talk to him and see what his thoughts were with everything that went on over the weekend. I went to bed Friday night, like I told Dave and Izzy. I was on vacation for a couple days up in Naples, and my wife and my son had fallen asleep, so I went into the other room to start packing up all the stuff, and I put on Summer League because I was bored, and it was 10:30 at night. This is before the big trade was made. I actually watched the Earthquake live on the Summer League games. It was really not funny. It was interesting because on one channel was the Summer League, and it was the Knicks versus New Orleans, so it was Zion versus R.J. Barrett. Zion was out for the second half. That's when I turned it on, so I got to see none of Zion play. And then I was switching back to ESPN2, which had the World Series of Poker on, which was really interesting. And both of them went live. We're live at that point, I believe, when the earthquake was happening. So it was really interesting to see that kind of happen live. Lots of tennis going on right now. Dave Hyde wasn't with me for the first 3 hours today. He went out to Coco Gauff's father's sports bar for a watch party this morning. So hopefully we'll talk to him towards the end of the show, see what the setting is like there for the round of 16 for Coco Gauff, which happens to be, I think, the best story going on in Wimbledon right now. We are into the nitty-gritty. Serena's playing right now, and Rafa played a little while ago. I don't know if he's still playing or if that match is over yet. I had the tennis on here in the studios for a little while. But basketball was the big kind of storyline over the weekend. Like I said, I woke up Saturday morning to the news of Kawhi Leonard signing with the Clippers and the Clippers trading for Paul George. Very interesting, because we went from the best kind of threesomes, trios in the league, last couple of years, and you saw the big three come together for the Celtics, then you saw the Heat, and then you saw other teams trying to do that as well. Golden State had three, and then they actually had four at one point. And now it looks like duos. Now it looks like teams are going after the 1-2 punches because the money is so high out there, you really can't afford, unless you drafted all those guys. Like Golden State could keep Steph, Draymond, and Klay Thompson for the remainder of their careers and pay them a bleep load of money. If they wanted to, go over the luxury tax and keep that. That's fine. Someone just texted Jimmy Butler's only 29. I think he's going to be 30 when the season starts. So, yeah, he'll be 30 and up. When you get to that 30 threshold in the NBA, you're kind of, I guess unless you're LeBron, you're kind of getting closer to the end. Doesn't mean it's over. Jimmy Butler probably have 2, 3, 4 good seasons left in him. You never know. And Russell, too. That's why I say you go after Russell Westbrook. You bring in whatever you can to get him, because you want to be relevant. You want to be a playoff team, and not just a playoff team, but someone that could win in the first round. Someone could get to that Eastern Conference Finals. Someone that could have a good run with players playing amazing and maybe make the NBA Finals. I'm good with that. And a lot of people aren't. A lot of people do not want to make that trade. They don't want to bring Russell Westbrook in because of his game. I just look at it and say, if you have a chance to get him, you do it. I would almost rather have him than take on Beal's max deal and John Wall's deal, because John Wall might not ever be the same. We know Russell Westbrook might decline a little bit, but this is also a guy that for the last couple seasons averaged a triple-double. This is not a guy that was just, you know, a player in the league. I know he hasn't won a lot, but he's in the Western Conference.
Well, it's like the safety net with Beal, because you know who Beal is. He's not a crazy player or anything like that, not like a crazy attitude or anything like that. But then you have Russell Westbrook, who realistically probably is, could say, is potentially the best single player in the NBA right
now.
Yeah, I agree. I personally would go with Westbrook. If you get Westbrook, go for him, just because you have star talent then. And, I mean, honestly, with the East, they're good, but you could win in the East with just pure scoring.
I think so. I think that you can. There is an opportunity, at least. Not saying there isn't with Bradley Beal. If you brought him in, that's fine. But I don't know. I look at the fact that if Russell Westbrook's available, you go and grab him if you can. And I know it's going to take a lot. I mean, I don't know if I would give up all your young assets. You have to keep one. I'd love to get rid of one of those other contracts, the James Johnson one or the Deion Waiters one, because I don't know what it would look like with Deion Waiters and Russell Westbrook on the court at the same time. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. And Jimmy Butler, by the way. You're talking about three guys that, you know, want to score and want to have the ball and want to be the guy in your team. Deion's always wanted to be the guy. Always wanted to be the guy, and he hasn't. And he's been good at times, and he's hurt a lot, so I don't know. He's going to be, there's pictures of him now back in shape. You know, he's a little out of shape last year. When I mean a little, I mean a lot. He was not ready to really come back and play. He had times where he was okay, and the rest of the time he was there. So I don't know. I would just try for it. We'll go back to some of your text messages. Like I said, Grant Long's going to join us here in a couple of minutes. I'll read a couple here before we go to break. It's 560-560-22, the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. Let's see. Someone said, can you let Dave know that Dolphin fans are not happy about having another losing season? Well, you mean you got to get ready for it. Dolphins are not going to have a great season this year. If they do, it'll be one hell of a story. I mean, one hell of a story, but we'll see. Actually, when I spoke to Israel Gutierrez, we talked a little bit about Winn-Dixie cookies versus Publix. He brought that up last night on Twitter and said that this is not going to make a lot of people happy, but Winn-Dixie cookies are better than Publix. Don't at me. Well, some people texted in, Publix has two different kinds of chocolate chip cookies. The thicker ones are better. Okay, it's good to know that. I really didn't know. And another one came in from Ellen and said, when you go to Winn-Dixie, get the cookies that are in the 9-pack. They're usually at the back of the bakery towards the booze. They are soft and really good. Hope Maddie is doing well. Thank you very much. See you at training camp. Thank you, Ellen, for that as well. So the cookie drama is on as well. There's a lot of drama going on in the world today, whether it's cookies or whether it's the NBA stuff. And then I asked Israel about to rank the NBA regular season, the NBA playoffs, and the NBA offseason, 1, 2, and 3. It is consensus, I believe, at this point that playoffs are 1, offseason is 2, and regular season is 3. I guess you could say that in a lot of sports, but in the NBA the most at this point. So, all right, let's take a break. We're going to talk to Grant Long. That's coming up next. He's a Pistons studio analyst and, of course, former Miami Heater. I said Miami Heat legend earlier because he's one of the original guys that made me love basketball down here in the University of Miami for the Miami Heat back in the day. We'll come back. We'll talk to Grant Long. We'll talk more basketball with him, and then we'll take your text messages in the last segment. So text them in at 56022 on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line.
Radio.com. Yeah, Miami. South Beach, bringing the heat. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Jig it out.
All right, we're efforting to find Grant Long right now. Talk to him about a little NBA hoops, a little free agency, whatever's going on there. I also want to talk to him about the fact that Detroit signed Derrick Rose to a 2-year deal. So we're going to try him again in a little second here. We'll read some of your texts coming up. 56022, 56022, the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. Someone just texted in, USA, USA, USA World Cup champions. Yeah, I said earlier before when Dave Hyde was here that it was appointment television yesterday. I watched two soccer matches. I could not believe it. Full, top to bottom. Not a big soccer guy. I told Dave Hyde that I would, before the week is over, actually I said before the show is over, but you know, since he had to leave to go cover Coco Golf and the big watch party there up in Del Rey, that I would find a soccer squad.
It's all right. I'm pretty sure he's listening. You still have till the end of the show.
No. I mean, now I've changed it. I went on Twitter and I've said before the week is over, because Dave Hyde's going to be in here all week with me, that before the week is over, I will have a team. I will be rooting for a team before the week is done. I have to do a little research, a little homework, try to figure it out. People are tweeting at me teams that I should try to root for or that I should root for. I don't know any really of the players, so we'll see what happens. I got to do a little research. Can't just, you know, hang out and, you know, just pick a team just to pick a team. Alex Dono tweeted at me earlier also and told me a team that if I root for that team, we could still be friends. Anybody but Juventus.
That was Juventus, right?
Juventus, yeah. Anybody but Juventus, we could still be friends. Okay. So I'll try that. But what if that's a team that I want to root for? I don't know. Tottenham. I don't even know half these teams, man, where they play. I definitely have to do some research. I can't just have a team thrown at me and tell me to root for that team. Can't do that. Nope. Will not do that. All right, 56022. Is the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Let's see what else we got here. We should trade Deion Waiters to the Knicks. Yeah, sure, I'm in with that. Let's let them have Deion Waiters if that's the case. Listen, if Deion Waiters is on the Heat team next year and he's in shape, he's going to be a good two guy to Jimmy Butler, I think. I think Jimmy Butler and him would not be a bad combo to have. Now, is it a combo that's going to win you the East? Probably not, but at least it would be fun to watch at that point. There's nothing wrong with that. Someone said, bring back Michael Beasley. No, sir. No, thank you. I'm okay with that. But Michael Beasley has been on this team like 5 times. Like the Michael Beasley, you know, trial and error is done.
I'm pretty good. Sure he's being a legend in China right now. So I'd like him to be a legend.
Let him just stay out there. Someone texted any Dwight Howard news. No, I haven't heard any. But he is going to be bought out in a free agent. So there you go there. Someone also texted, what about Jimmy Butler for Russell? No. I want to keep the stars, not trade them away. I am good with that. There's been a lot of Spoelstra blasphemy also in the text machine today. I won't take that. Like, you could say whatever you want about Eric Spoelstra, but like Dave Hyde said, that guy gets, let's say, let go, fired, quits tomorrow. He'll have a job in an hour. Someone will find a job from around the NBA, if not make them their head coach, put them on the bench right away.
If Frank Vogel could find a job that quickly, he could find a job.
Yeah, and by the way, I believe that not even a question that if the Lakers could have brought in Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley to run that franchise, they would have done it in a second and paid them both a ton of money. Not even a question. Someone said, you got to keep Hero and Winslow. Okay, I mean, I guess that's a plan. But if Russell Westbrook's involved, to me, then at that point, it's over. Like, you take Russell Westbrook. I just don't understand. There's just so many people out there just do not want Russell Westbrook, I don't understand it. Maybe I'm just in a different world. When I look at Russell Westbrook, I see a star in the league. And I look at this Heat team, and I see Jimmy Butler as the star on this team. And Russell Westbrook and him would be a huge upgrade of what you got. So, I don't know. Root for Inter Miami, Zach. I am. I'm going to root for Inter Miami. Like, once they're down here and they're playing, it's not even a question.
It's we need to find you an international team so you can start watching now.
Yeah,
because Inter Miami may not play till next year.
Yeah, like, next year. I need like a European team to play for that all these dudes watch like early on Sunday mornings and like Saturdays and stuff like that.
He needs a reason to watch NBC Sports Network.
Yeah, I got to find it, and then I find it, and then I'll watch on it. So we'll see. We'll see what the deal is with that, but I will try to. I will find a team before the week is over to start rooting for. I don't know how much rooting interest I'll have, but right now it's hot. It's like hot in my mind. I watched two soccer matches yesterday. It's probably two more than full ones that I've watched my whole life. I watch some World Cup stuff when it happens, but it's just like, meh. To me, it's not that big of a deal. Soccer is huge now, so I'm going to try. I'm going to give it a whirl, as the kids would say, right? The kids say whirl? Probably not. Let's see.
Not at all.
No, they don't say we're okay. Well, I mean, I tried. Someone said we have a nice core of players right now. We should wait until next year to get another big name free agent. We'd have to give up too much to get Westbrook. Okay. Stan, that was the third option, I think, that Dave Hyde gave Israel. Basically, punt until next summer and see what happens. Okay. Philly will not be that good. They lost all their shooters. Who was shooting the ball for Philly in the last minute of the game? Probably Joel Embiid.
Maybe even Al Horford. Al Horford kind of has a stroke.
Yeah, not bad shooter also. They don't have they lost Redick. They lost Butler. So we'll see what happens there. A lot of people are tweeting at me also, at Zach Krantz on Twitter, with teams to root for. I will find a team, I'm telling you, before the week is over. The key to Russell Westbrook is to teach him how to be more efficient with his shooting and shot selection, which comes from coaching. The question will be, is whether he's still coachable. And since I don't know him personally, I can't tell you that if anybody's going to get him to improve his game, the opportunity is here by just taking more efficient shots like Dwayne Wade's career. Didn't happen overnight. He was coached and worked at it. Okay. Another one says, Riley will make sure Westbrook is the next player to join the Miami Heat. If anyone's going to do it, it's Pat Riley, the way I look at it. And another one just said, give up whatever for Westbrook except for Winslow and Bam. Well, listen, one of those two are going to be in it. More than likely, they're going to ask for Bam and they're going to get Winslow because Winslow's making a little bit more money. But we'll see what happens. Someone said, Zach, don't leave out Portland in the West. Yeah, I know. I haven't mentioned them a lot because we talk about the Lakers and we talk about the Clippers and talk about Houston and Golden State and I even said Utah. They're under the radar. They're putting together a really good squad out there in Utah. Yeah, Portland's right there too. They have a good team. They were missing their big guy in the playoffs last year, and they picked up our big guy. So they now have Hassan Whiteside to play center for them until their center is back off being injured because he got hurt pretty bad. OKC will win the East, which is all we could hope for anyway. Yeah, I mean, OKC would probably win the East, but they still have a better squad up and down. They have a good team. OKC won 52 games in the Western Conference last year. Westbrook and Butler in the East, the Miami would have way more than 52 wins. I don't know about that. And just like we saw this year, anything could happen in the playoffs and finals. Yeah, I mean, it's possible. Listen, I'm really excited, even though it's going to be 10:30 at night, to see those Clipper games. Like, the Clippers-Lakers matchup, that first one when they play, is going to be fun to watch. It is.
What do you think prices of tickets are going to be for that first game?
Oh, expensive. They're going to be expensive. I think there's going to be a lot of expensive seats in both in that one arena for both. It just depends on who you get season tickets for. Would you get them for the Lakers or the Clippers right now? I think I might get him for the Clippers.
Just imagine if you got him for the Clippers, like, early on, like, right after the season ends when they start really trying to get you back. Oh, such a good deal.
Yeah, and besides the fact, what if you took that bet, that future bet, you know, a week and a half ago or 5 days ago on the Clippers winning the NBA championship? I mean, they dropped because every expert, and we didn't get into this with Dave, but I'll bring it up now. Every expert out there had this team dead rights. No chance that Kawhi's going there. Clippers are out. Clippers are out. Chris Broussard, Clippers are out. This guy, Clippers are out. Jalen Rose, 99.9% chance Clippers are out. Not only did the Clippers get Kawhi, but they got Paul George also. And they're quietly putting together a juggernaut there in L.A. I'd love to be a basketball fan in L.A. right now. There's just so much going on with both those teams. Golden State's still in the background also. Sacramento's a young and up-and-coming team. Like, there is a lot of there's a lot of basketball, good basketball, being played in California right now. Eric Valero just tweeted at me, if you don't root for Liverpool, I'll leave QAM. Well, you're already gone. So there you go.
So I guess you have no real pressure there.
Yeah, there's no pressure with that guy. Hope he's doing well, though. I like Valero. He's a good guy. Let's see. Zach, one time I drove by a Christmas tree sale tent and opened my window and yelled out Hanukkah rules. Well, that's not like my Allen Houston story, but I guess it's equivalent in your mind. Allen Houston, still I have nightmares about the guy, even after winning three championships since then. Zach, there's a difference between being a playoff team and a contender. As long as the Bucks, Nets are in the East, Miami not contending for anything, but they'll be a playoff team. Well, I disagree with that, because if Russell Westbrook's here with Jimmy Butler and there's still some other players, then I do think that the Heat are a contender in the East. I don't think the East is like what happened when LeBron was with the Cavs or even with the Heat, where it was just you knew what was going to end up happening at the end of the day. So, I just don't know. Let's see. Go with Real Madrid. People are texting me, root for Real Madrid. I don't know.
They don't have Cristiano anymore. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. So, someone said, yes, people watch the NBA. Zach Westbrook's the only one on his team. Well, now, yeah. He had Paul George before that. I don't know, man. A lot of people, someone said, oh, this is Rick and Davis. Says, I'll take Westbrook on the Knicks, not giving up Barrett, though. Oh, you're crazy. Westbrook eats triple-doubles for breakfast. Yeah, I know he does.
One thing also about Russell Westbrook, which would be nice with this, especially if he could keep Bam, the fast pace, the fast break. It would just be a faster-paced game. He could run up and down the court, and, I mean, that was some of the most explosive plays that the Heat had last year.
Yeah, I agree. Like, fast. If Bam's still on this team and you bring in, you know, Jimmy and Russell, and that's your kind of core, then there'll be a lot of run and gun down here. And I think that's fun to watch. I really think that's fun to watch.
That, Derek Jones Jr., he's a great run-and-gun player.
Yeah, no, there's some high flyers on this team. Zach, wasn't that you and another QAM guy that did the Pat Riley song? I'd like to hear that. Yes, we did it. We did the Chris Bosh song, the Bosh song years ago. That's when I screamed out, come on, Pat Riley. Someone also texted in, the Heat beat OKC by 9 at OKC last year. What the hell does that have to do with anything? He'd also be Golden State, I believe.
Yeah, off a crazy shot by Dwayne Wade.
That's right. So, come on. All these so-called basketball experts got eggs on their faces yet again. No one was saying Clippers. Everyone had Kawhi going to the Lakers. Yeah, he's right. That's what did happen. It definitely happened, and it was pretty crazy. So, let's see. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll read more of your text messages. There's a lot coming in right now. 560-22-560-22. Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. And maybe we'll check in with Dave Hyde if he's out there at the little watch party. We'll see what happens there. And 9 years ago today, by the way, something big happened in the sports world, and it had to do with Miami. We'll bring that up next.
Radio.com.
All right, the sensation, Coco Gauff. She is right now in the round of 16. She just started. And Nadal is still going on right now. The Rafa is still going on. I thought that match was over. It's in the third set right now. Rafa's got the first two sets, up 3-1 in the third. This Coco Gauff story is an interesting story, man. Joe used to say that she would play in Plantation sometimes, at Central Park, where he plays all the time. It's interesting. So I'm rooting for her. Why not? At this point, unranked. Dave Hyde's out there. This watch party at Coco Gauff's dad's sports bar. That's an interesting one also. All right, so before the break, I told you that 9 years ago, something big happened in the sports world, and it had to do with the Miami Heat in South Florida. 9 years ago today was the decision by LeBron James. Takes his talents to South Beach. Changed the dynamic of the NBA. Changed the dynamic of this Heat team. Bosh, Wade, LeBron. Interesting stuff there. And it happened. I never thought it was going to happen. A couple days before that is when Michael Wilbon was on ESPN News and Dwayne Wade and Bosch jumped on together to announce that they're both coming down to Miami. That was, to me, one of the biggest things that's ever happened in South Florida. Just the fact that they would sign Bosch, to re-sign Wade, you had two top, 15 guys in the NBA. Wade at that point was like two or three. He was so good back then. This was a couple years off that 06 title run. He was healthy again. And then all of a sudden, Jim Gray and LeBron sit down, and I remember it was like the Knicks, the Nets, the Clippers. Really wasn't the Heat in there. I didn't think the Heat were even involved.
The Bulls at one point because of Boozer.
That's right. That summer was like the summer of like LeBron, Bosh, Wade, Joe Johnson, Jamal Crawford.
Carlos Boozer, Carmelo Anthony.
Boozer, Anthony, yeah. Amari Stoudemire, was it the year before that? No, that was that year. Yeah, it was a weird, like I didn't know what the Heat, like I thought the big three for the Heat at that point could be Jamal Crawford, Boozer, and Wade. And I would have been happy with that at that point. Just wanted the Heat to get better. I never thought in a million years, and there's no way any of you did either out there that's listening, thought that there would be a way that LeBron would team up with Wade and Bosch down here in Miami. LeBron was trying to get everybody to come to Cleveland, anyone he could. And no one said no. Someone just texted, you mean when the NBA got ruined? No. If you weren't a Heat fan, maybe. Look, Indiana was good then. Boston was good then. Chicago was good then. Derrick Rose was still kind of in MVP form. Interesting times, man. Interesting times around the NBA, and there are now, too. Because what do you think's going on in the NBA right now? All right, Dave Hyde is at the watch party. Give him a call. I want to see what the Coco Golf watch party is looking like in Del Rey. We'll tell them to set the scene there. Not one, not two, not three. I think that was not July 8th because July 8th was the decision, so it's probably 2 days later. So I think the 10th or the 11th is when Miami threw one of the greatest parties for us here in South Florida ever. And the rest of the country. Remember ESPN News went live to that? They went live to that. It was such a big party. Eric Reed, the center of it all, asking the baited question. All right, we got Dave Hyde on the line.
We will have him in a minute. He has to get to a good spot. You know, we want to make sure his quality reporting is.
Oh yeah, no. And I want to make sure he still has a good spot at the, seat at the sports bar.
You know, he has to call Downs on it or what do you seat check? He has to call seat check on the seat.
Downs, yeah. Someone just texted in, LeBron loafed on the first finals where critics were critical. Yeah, I was actually at that finals with Joe Rose. Joe was still doing NBC back then, so the TV sent him up to Dallas. That's when the finals were 2-3-2, the series. So right after game two, I remember my program director here, Lee Feldman, saying to me, Joe's going up for the entire week, Monday through Friday, to the finals. They're actually live right now at the Coco Golf watch party in Del Rey. I'm looking for Dave Hyde on camera. I don't see him. I think he just walked outside.
He may have just walked out when that happened.
Yeah, I think he just walked outside. That's very funny. Yeah, they sent us to Dallas, and I remember going up there and watching games 3, 4, and 5. I think it was 1-1 when we got up there for game 3. I believe that's what it was. And then I was literally talking with Joe about, like, where are we going to celebrate if they win? They went all three in Dallas, and they win the series 4-1. We were going to celebrate. And that's when LeBron got criticized for really just disappearing in the fourth quarters of those games. I mean, disappearing. And that's when Greg Doyle from the Pacers, he's covering covering Indiana. Maybe he's just CBS Sports at that point. Literally asked him why he shrinks in the fourth quarter. I was sitting right next to Greg Doyle at that point in the press room. All right, we got Dave Hyde. We'll talk to him for a second. He is at the Coco Golf a watch party in Delray Beach, and if he walked outside, I just watched it live on TV. Oh, my God, Dave, it's loud there. What's going on? How are you, Dave? What's the setting like there?
Well, I just walked into the parrot.
No, we're losing Dave.
It's crazy for a sports bar at 9:40, and Coco just won a point, so we've got a little cowbell action here.
I like it. So it's packed there at the sports bar?
Yeah, we got media set up, of course, cameras, and we got the family table, which is probably a couple dozen family and friends, and then the sports bar, there's probably 150, 180 people here at 9:30 in the morning. Yeah. So it's Coco Guff phenomena, Coco Loco for Coco.
Yeah, they're going cuckoo for Coco. That's exactly what's going on there. Because I just saw they just went, by the way, live to you guys in the bar in Delray. And they showed it all, and I saw a guy walking outside. I thought it was you, so that's interesting. Oh my God, it's loud there, Dave.
We're getting live. I'm just amazed. I'm double duty for you guys this morning. I did the guest hosting with Joe on vacation. Now a remote.
It's a first in QAM history.
It's historic.
A first. Yes, it is historic. All right, go ahead and enjoy the watch party. I appreciate you setting the scene for us in Delray Beach. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Dave Hyde doing the historical guest hosting for 3 hours and then guest appearance in the last segment of the show. He is at the Coco Golf Watch Party in Delray Beach. Right now, Coco up 2-1 in this match. What a great story. I mean, what a great story. Someone texted in. Channel 33 was our Heat broadcast station, ESPN. And ESPN, then ESPN cut in on 33 in our party. Yeah, like they went live to that party in Miami because of what a thing was going on there. That was the not one, not two, not three, all the way up to not seven. But it's amazing that that happened how many years ago? Unbelievable. I mean, it's amazing that it happened 9 years ago. Where were you on July 8th, 2010? I was celebrating. I remember Joe ended up going after Wade and Bosch announced on ESPN News that they're coming to Miami. Joe went on vacation, like the next day. Joe ended up going to like the Bahamas and Atlantis. And I remember calling him going, Joe, you're not going to believe this, but I'm hearing rumors that LeBron is coming to Miami. He goes, no chance. Not going to happen. And if it does, NBC is going to send a camera guy up here so I go live from Atlantis. And then what do I see after he announces on the show at 11 o'clock that night? Joe Rose live from Atlantis. I'm guessing loaded. Couple drinks in the system, nice dinner. Interesting times down here in Miami. I want to get back to that. I want to get back to perennial championship contender. I know Pat Riley does too. And maybe that has Russell Westbrook's name all over it. Maybe it doesn't. But I'm betting it's closer when he's on this team than not. And maybe they work or maybe they don't. I don't know. I just want to take the chance. Don't you? I know Russell Westbrook is a ball hog. And he's averaged a triple-double for a couple of years. Don't tell me he's not throwing the ball around. Yes, his game is primarily ball in his hands. I understand that. And Jimmy Butler's here because he wants to be the star of this team. And that's fine, too. You're not winning in this league with one guy. So why not get another guy in here? And before we get out of here today, by the way, I want to do a quick little poll on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line, 560-22. Yes or no? The Heat are going to trade for Russell Westbrook. Do you want him? I got to do a quick poll, yes or no, 560-22, Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. I'm still amazed, by the way, Dave Hyde did the historical thing today. By guest hosting and then being a guest on his own show.
It's what we do here on the Replacement Joe Rose Show. Amazing things.
We do amazing things. You're right. No Hollywood, no Joe Rose. We got the Biff. Calls himself the Biff. Do you still call yourself the Biff or just Biff?
You know, we're in talks right now with myself.
We're in talks.
Yeah. We're in talks with myself.
I'm going to be honest. I thought you were crazy before this. Now I know you're crazy.
Just a wee bit.
Yeah. I mean, you just did third person or first person, whatever it is, about yourself and your nickname. Quickly, the texts are coming in. Yes, 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 yes. And one hell no. I mean, why don't you want Russell Westbrook? I don't understand. Congratulations, by the way, to the U.S. Women's National Team for back-to-back World Cups. I know we haven't talked about it enough today, and I know that I am picking a soccer team by the end of the week to root for. That's it. It's happening this week, no matter what. Alex Dono has come in here and told me what team I cannot root for if I want to be friends with him anymore. What team was that? That was Juventus?
Juventus.
Okay. I remember at one point they gave me the liner to read, and I called them Juventus.
Yes, that was a funny moment. Yes. I like that.
Juventus. Yeah, I guess it's Juventus.
Yeah, but, you know, Dono, he's supposedly an Inter Milan fan and stuff like that, but I feel like he has a little soft spot for Juventus.
Juventus? Now you're saying it. All right, so we got more texts that come in. We have a nice core of players. Right now, we should wait until next year to get another free agent. Okay, great. The Bees are in the year of the Panthers' run for the Cup was very exciting, too. The Bees are in the year of the Rat. That was fun. That was a fun hockey time. I'm hoping Coach Q and Bobrovsky and all these guys that are coming in, we make another run. Hockey playoffs are fun to watch, and the Panthers have been absent. Every couple years they get in once, and then doing they're out. I don't want to do it. All right, let's read real quickly some of these before we get out of here. We got another minute. Hell no, yes, 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 no, no. So what do we got? 3-3. Hell yes and no. We're 4-4. No. Okay, right now the consensus is no, unless that's the same person texting in each time, and that is.
Radio.com.